Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Lamed Aleph, and we have our work cut out for us. We are in the middle of Lamed Amud Beis, and the Gemara asked, according to the machlokas between Rabbi Shua ben Karcha and the Rabbanan, and according to the machlokas between Rabbi Natsan and the Rabbanan, and the Gemara just said that Rav Paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha when it comes to Karka and not to Metaltalin. Why does that make more sense? Why is it Mestaver in that direction? Because Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, who said that you could testify about different events, so if you say it by Karka, the way Rashi understands it is that you testify about the same Karka. Two Eidim say that, or one Eid says that Ruvain admitted to me on Sunday that this Karka belongs to Shimon, and then another Eid says Ruvain admitted to me on Tuesday that this Karka belongs to Shimon. So there you're testifying about the same Karka. Mashenk, when it comes to metaltalin, that's a little more challenging to pass on Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, because there, one eight said that Ruvain admits to me, or I saw alone on Sunday, and then the other eight says it happened on Tuesday. So therefore, it's talking about two different monetary chiyuvim, but still, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha himself says it is good enough. But Rav makes the distinction. So the Gemara says, Rav l'taymei, by the middle of Lamed Amud Beis. To Amar Rav. Rav goes according to his reasoning that, what's the reasoning? That if you could figure out that it is the same chiyuv, not a chiyuv, but the same chiyuv, like Karka is always the same chiyuv, but even Maimonides, if it could be the same chiyuv, and if it is the same chiyuv, that I'll pass good like Shua ben Karcha also. So what do you see Rav says that as follows. To Amar Rav. Hoda'ah achar hoda'ah. If a witness says, right, two witnesses, one each, one says, I saw hoda'ah on Sunday, and the other one says, I saw hoda'ah on Tuesday, or hoda'ah achar hoda'ah, or hoda'ah achar halva'ah, or one says, I saw alone on Sunday, and the other one says, there was a hoda'ah, he admitted to me on Tuesday, mitztarfi, those could combine, because pashtus, that could be talking about the same chiyuv. He admitted to the same thing that he had owed already, and the hodah is on the halva'a that already took place. But halva'a achar halva'a, which is obviously two different loans, halva'a achar hodah, lo mitztarfi. So those cannot combine. That's Rav l'shita. So because Rav said that if it could be the same obligation exactly, so then he'll go like Rav Yeshua ben Karcha. Ashkei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Rav Huna, Pirei Rav Yeshua, Amar Lei. Let me ask you about Rav Shita, Maishna Halva Achar Halva Delo. Why do we say testimony about a Halva Achar Halva does not work? Why? Demanita Kachazi Hai Lo Kachazi Hai. Because the mana that Reuven saw loaned is not the mana that Shimon saw loaned. And that's why Rav rejects it. So Hoda Achar Hoda Anami. So even by two Hodas. Amanita Kamodi Kamehai Lo Modi Kamehai. Why don't we say that should not be good? Because maybe it's two different Hodas. Or two different monetary obligations. So the Gemara says, no, Dharma Lelahai Basra, Bahai Mana, Dodule Kamach, he tells the second guy, in this mana that I admitted to in front of you, Odule Nami Kami Ploni. I already admitted to Ploni. Meaning he already lets the second witness know that this Hodah is on the same money that the first Hodah was on. So he knows it's on the same Chiv. So the Gemara says, okay, that works in one direction. Akati Basra Yada Kamilo Yada. The second witness knows, but the first witness has no idea about the second witness. So the Gemara says, the Hadar Azalam of the Kama. After he admits to the Basra, he goes back to the Kama. Hi Mana Dodile Kamach, this mana that I admitted in front of you, Odile Nami Kame Ploni. I already also admitted in front of Ploni. So basically, Rav says it only works. I only pass like Rav Yeshua ben Karcha if it is the same obligation. So that's not really passing like Rav Yeshua ben Karcha. It's the chiddush is just that the edim had to witness different events, but it's about the same obligation. But it's not going so far. So Amar Lei, after he heard this interpretation of Rav Shita, he says Tanuach Daitecha Shehesnachta Es Daiti. Ah. You should be blessed, because you answered the question I've had for years. I never understood Rav Shita, so you should have nachas ruach, because you should have nachas, because you gave me nachas with the question. So Abba Leis, after he gave the question, he says, my answer isn't such a great answer. My nichusa. Now I'll give you another question. My nichusa derava, vitema Rav Sheshes, shadam anarga, because Rava or Rav Sheshes threw an axe in it, meaning, ask another question. If it's so true that this is the ukimta of the cases, lav haynu hoda achar halva. So what's the difference between the case of hoda achar hoda and hoda achar halva? If it's both cases where the second one goes back and specifies that it's the same obligation, then why does Rav have to say both cases? It's the same exact principle. Same exact principle. So the Gemara answers, Amar Lei, doesn't answer yet. Hainu desham yalaychu. So he says now to the person who gave him the answer and then asked Akasha, he said, this is what I've heard about you types of people. Dramisu dikli vizukafisu lahu. You tear down trees and you plant them again. And you gave a great answer and then you upshlugged it. And he asked Akasha. So I don't understand what you're doing. So no answer given. No answer given. Why does Rabbi have to say both? Okay, what does it have to say both? The Sharm Siyad Balacha says it's a praise. It's not an insult. Oh, you guys give answers and then ask. No, because most of the time, when we say something, we try to defend everything we say. We try to knock down other people's shittas. But our own shittas? No, we're perfect. We're always right. But you guys are amazing. Because even after you give an answer, you keep trying to figure it out, and you keep asking, if you don't have the emes, you don't have the emes. Right? You ask a kasha. Right? This relates to one of our famous, wonderful thoughts to say over on the last Rashi in Chumash. Right? The last Rashi in Chumash by Moshe Rabbeinu, his high point in his life. Right? The lady called Yisrael, so she bartez aluchos. Right? He breaks the luchos. That was his high point. Kriyas Yapsuf the Mon. He breaks the luchos. Why is that such an amazing thing? He breaks the luchos. That was his high point. That's the end of the Torah. So Rav Gifter says, yes. Why? Because the Gemara says in Mesaches Psachim and Baba Kama and elsewhere, Nechemya Hamsuni, he darshan every S in the Torah. And what happened? He got to the pasuk of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. Es. What am I going to darshan? Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. You can't add on anything to Hashem. So he threw it away. Says Talmidim said, Rebbe, what are you doing? How can you throw it? This is your life's work. This is your doctoral thesis. What are you doing? So he says, nope. Kishem shekibalti schar la drisha, kacha kabal schar la prisha. I'll get schar for this too. See, he gave it up. And then the Gemara says, until his Talmud Rabbi Akiva came and darshan S, l'rabos Talmud Hachamim. Wonderful. See, he thought of an S. He asked Rav Gifter, what Rav Chaim Yamsudi thought of every S of the Torah, what you can learn something. You couldn't figure this one out? What did he have that Rabbi Akiva didn't have? He was smarter? So the answer is no. He says, Rabbi Akiva had a Rebbe like Rav Chaim Yamsudi, who was able to throw it, who was ready to throw it all away for MS. It's not right, it's not right, I'm throwing it away. Oh, l'rabos talmid chachamim. Somebody who is so meshubit to the MS, or what do we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chosam is MS. Chosam shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu MS. So therefore, he was ready to throw it away, and therefore, that's what gave Rabbi Akiva the inspiration to darshan l'rabos nechem yamsuni. So that's based on this Gemara. This Gemara says that he was praising him. It's not MS, and therefore I am going to ask a question on it. It also relates to something we mentioned a few weeks ago on a Shabbos here, but I never said it online, so I'll mention it now. An unbelievable thought. It's in the Otzer HaTfilas, on the bottom of the Otzer HaTfilas in one of the commentaries. What does it mean? Chosom HaShel HaKadosh Baruch Hu MS. So he says there, he quotes there, a thought that was showed to the Gra, and the Gra liked it. So if the Gra likes any of your thoughts, you know you're in good company. So what did the Gra say? That this Vart was showed to the Gra that there are 16 psukim in Kriyat Shema. All three parshas. There are 16 words of praise. MS, V'yatzav, Nachal, Mechav, Yashav, and Emma. If you include MS, there are 16 words of praises. So the suggestion was made to the Gra that there are certain shittas that you're not allowed to be mafsik. As we know, between Hashem Elokeichem MS and then V'yatzev, you can't be mafsik between them. Why? So some say because it's just like being mafsik in the first pasuk of Shema. What's the connection between the first pasuk Shema and Baruch Shem? You're not allowed to be mafsik and MS and V'yatzev. The answer is because each of the 16 praises is parallel to one of the psukim. Shema Yisrael is parallel to MS and Baruch Shem is parallel to V'yatzev and V'yahata is parallel to V'nachon. It's unbelievable. And he goes through each one, how each of those words is parallel. So what do you see? The first one is Shema and MS because Chosom HaShel HaKadosh Baruch Hu MS. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Chosom, as we know the Chazal says, MS, and that connects to Shema Yisrael. Just like you can't be masik between the first two psukim, so too you can't be masik between MS and Yatsiv. He goes through every pasuk on the bottom of the, I think it's the Iyun Tfila, one of the Befarshim, on the bottom of the Osra Tfila Siddur. Anyways, that's MS, and here, Kadosh Baruch Hu is MS, and these Amoraim were Meshubit to that ideal as well. Even though they thought of something, they tore it down, and they asked the Kash on it. Okay, good. Nahardah Yamri. Finishing up the sugya. Bein odo achar hodo, bein odo achar avah. Bein odo achar avah, bein odo achar avah. Mitztarfus. All the cases, they combine. Keman Rebshu ben Karcha. Like Rebshu ben Karcha. Good. I'm Rebbe Yehuda. This was supposed to be where we start today, but now we do it. It wasn't supposed to be. Everything is Siyata Deshmaya. I'm Rebbe Yehuda. Eidos ha-machisho zu-azu, bebedikos, k'sheira b'dini mamanus. We will learn Bez Hashem coming up soon, that there are two types of questions that Bez Din asks the witnesses in the cross-examination. There are chakiros, and there are bedikos. There are more serious questions of what did you see, who did it, what time was it, what day of the week was it. These are very important questions, and if they don't get these questions right, then the whole thing is thrown out, because this has to do with the essence of the testimony. But there are other types of questions called, those are chakiros, right? To be choker, dorish v'choker. But then there's another type of question called bedikos. Those are more what the purpose of the bedikos are, we will have to see, but they are more tangential questions. They're not as inherent in the testimony. What was the person wearing? What was the weapon that also seared a bedika, as we'll see possibly here? Because again, he killed him. That's the ikar. He killed him, and where did he kill him, and when did he kill him? How did he kill him? We'll see. That's already somewhere in the middle of, that sounds more serious than like what clothes was he wearing, but we'll see. So some questions are questionable, whether they are chakiris or bedikos, as we will see. Rav Yehuda says, edus that is contradictory in bedikos is okay for dini mamonis. If they contradict, it's okay. Amar Rava, mistaver milsed Rav Yehuda, be'echad omer ba'arnik ishchora, ve'echad omer ba'arnik ilvana. That makes sense if one of them says he lent him a black person money, and one says he lent him a white person money. Aval echad omer mana shachar, ve'echad omer mana lavan, ein mitstarfin. But if someone says mana shachar, what is mana shachar? Rashi says an old type of coin, a sela yeshana. And the other one says a new one, no, they're not mitstarf, because that's about the essence. It's about money. It's not about blood, the color of the purse, but this is about the money itself. He would say, ein mitstarfin, Rashi's lashon, ho be'ikr guf ha'edus miskachshi. Right, there's the guf ha'edus. So says the Gemara, v'arniki shchar b'dini nefashas lo. 1 minute. A black and white purse is only kosher in dini mamonis. Mash b'dini nefashas, it would not be good. V'hamar Rav Chisda, but didn't Rav Chisda say, echan omer b'sayif echan omer harago. Sorry, echan omer b'sayif harago v'echan omer b'aririn harago. Ein zanachon. Oh, so here he's saying the shita of the weapon is a chakira, is an inherit. Rav Chisda says that one says that he killed him with a sword, and one said he killed him with an axe, or with a little knife, and he's zemel. So ein zanachon. What is Ein Zeh Nachon? That's taken the lashon from the pasuk. V'hinei emes nachon hadavar. Right? So he said this is not reached the level of nachon. If you throw it out, echad omer kelev shchorin ve'echad omer kelev levanim harei zeh nachon. But if somebody says different clothes, different kelim, harei zeh nachon, that's fine. So here too, why do you say that different purses that would be possible by nefashas? It should be even be good by nefashas. So Mar says gavar karamis. What are you asking kashas for? So there's a machlokas. One says it does make a difference. One says it doesn't make a difference. Machlokas amarim. Why if there is a contradiction in chakiros is, besides the fact that they might be lying, but there's an even more fundamental problem. It's a more fundamental problem why it is we have to throw it out of court. And that is, Rashi alludes to it, the third to last line on the previous Amud, and that is, Hazama Tluya Bahen. As we mentioned, that the Gemara says elsewhere, there's a concept called Eidus She'i Atayachal Hazima. Eidus has to be Hazama-able. It has to be able to become they have to be able to become Edom Zomamin. Maybe it's because of the potential of the threat that they'll tell the truth, but that is a principle of Edom Shiyat Yachal Azima is not accepted. So therefore, if we contradict about the time and the day or about when it was, then Edom Shiyat Yachal Azima. So therefore, that is the yesod of why chakiros are so crucial. Not just because you got to get the story right, but legally you need edus sha'ata yachol lahazima. Good. Next top line, nahardai amri afilu echad amar mana shachar ve'echad amar mana lavan mitstarfin. Nahardai argues on Rav Yehuda, and he says no, mana shachar, mana lavan. Old money, new money, they're also mitzdarif. Come on, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. That's why this Gemara is here. It's like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, right? Because Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says you can testify about different chiyuvim. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Eima, the Shabbos of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, heichad lo mechashi ya'adadi. Even Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha agrees only if they don't contradict each other. They might be saying different things. I saw $100 on Sunday and I saw $100 on Tuesday. But they're not contradicting in terms of, they're saying parallel events took place. But they're not saying the same event took place and they describe it differently. That's worse. Heichad mechashi hadati mi amar. Would Rabbi Shua Makarcha agree if they contradict? That's similar to the concept we had 2 days ago called mizuyef mitocho. Mezuyah Bitocha means even if you don't need something in a shtar, if the shtar is false, if it says something wrong, then you got to throw it out. So too here, even if you can testify about different events, but if you testify about the same event and there's a contradiction in what occurred, that even Rabbi Shimon Karcha wouldn't agree to that. So Ella Huda Amar Ki Aitana. So you're right. This shita of Nahardai holds like the following Tana. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Lo Nechluku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Al Shtei Ki Te'edim. The Beis Shammai did not argue when there were two sets of witnesses. Sha'achas Omeres Masayim Ve'achas Omeres Mana. Two sets of witnesses that says Reuven owes 100, and the other set says Reuven owes 200. So then he at least owes 100. That's not called a contradiction. Sheyesh bechlal masayim mana. In 200 is 100. And therefore, regarding one mana, they agree. Regarding one mana, they agree. Alma nechlaku, al kat achas. The machlokas is one kat. Shebeshamei om, meaning within one group, two witnesses. One says 100, the other says 200. So there, Beishamai says, no, can't be. Shebeishamai obam nechlege dusan. Beishamai says it's split. You can't, because there's definitely a chakra in here. When it's two versus two, okay, then two witnesses you trust. And you're right, is edus mucheshes. It's somewhat contradictory, but as long as you have two witnesses about each thing, it's okay. But Beishamai says if it's one against one, each one's on its own, there's definitely a chakra in here, you throw them out. Nechleka edusan. Rashi says, Shkivan she'echad shakron shuv ein kan edus. Ubeis Hillel omer yesh bechlal masayim mana. He says, no, even there, one against one, yesh bechlal masayim mana. The Ritva and others asks, actually, so according to Beis Hillel, but there's still a chakron, no?
Why is there a chakron?
Two of them.
Whoever's saying 100.
Oh, so 200, so you're saying the answer is 200 is looked at as 100 plus 100. I saw 100 plus 100, you saw 100, so they're both agreeing on the 100. So are they a chakran on the other 100? No, the other eight of them are saying only 100, Lachor, no?
They're saying they know of about
100. So they know of 100. It sounds like they saw 100, you have to reinterpret somehow. Right, so says the Ritva in Baba Basra Daf Mem Aleph, sometimes you can say people have flexibility in terms of being mistaken by 100. Yesh Lomar says the Ritva, Taki Agavna Lochashav Edis Mucheshes. Elamedeku de lo dark chad minayu, Vita, Beimanal Masayim, De Ovid Inish de Toy Bahachi. De Ha, Komai de Efshar Litlos Betaus Talinon. Lo Ukme Saadi Becheskas Ksherim. If there's any way that you can interpret the Eidos, that people are telling the truth, you'd rather. It's a Cheskas Kashrus. Relating to what I said before, Rav Schechter says that Selam Elokim of every individual goes back to the fact that Chosam Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu MS, and that MS was given to every person, Selam Elokim, unless they ruin it. But we'd rather keep the Selam Elokim of a person of MS, and therefore, if we can interpret that they make a mistake with 100, so then we will try to do that. Right, but you're saying the other way. Maybe you could interpret as one is saying at least 100, the other is saying not more than 200. So then you could put them more together. There is a discussion in the Shach. We think the Briskers only started in the 1800s with the Beis Halevi. But the first Chachmei Brisk is in the Shach. I think that we know about. The Shach says in Simin Lamed Aleph. Right, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shteki de Edim Hamachisha Zu Azu. Two groups of witnesses that contradict each other. Sheba Eid Echon Mikat Zu Ve'ed Echon Mikat Zu. What happens if you have two groups of witnesses that contradict each other? And then one witness from each Kat comes Ve'eidu Be'edus Acheres. And then they come to give a different Edus. Right, Reuben and Shimon are together, Levi and Yehuda are together. They contradict each other. Right, they contradict each other. And then, so you know one of them's lying. And then Reuben and Levi come and testify together, somewhere else. So you're allowed to accept that? Says the Gemara, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein kan edus. Can't accept it. Shaharei bevadai echan mehem sheker. Boz kadzu bifnei atzma veheida edus. Vobo kadzu bifnei atzma veheida edus. But if Reuben and Shimon come separately somewhere else, you'll trust them. Levi and Yehuda, you'll trust them. Reuben and Levi cannot come together because you know they're shakranim. So the Shach quotes the question of the Chachmei Brisk. Chachmei Brisk. What happens if you have as follows? Eichadin b'shnei edim shemachishim zeh shegamkein chay b'nayom mishaker. What if it's just one against one? It's one group. Do you say they cannot testify together somewhere else? You can say it's even worse. So it's even worse, but at least beforehand, the case of 2 versus 2, each one of them had another one on their side. So it's worse, but the Shach says maybe it's better, because they didn't have two witnesses against them. They're not muhsuk shakranim. So, oh, lo, that's his question. Shadavar zeh nafal bo machlokas gadol b'kal kadosh brisk. B'maisa she'ira sham kein, v'nechleku alomdim ma'od b'davar, v'hinichu b'tzarchiyim. He says, already in the 1600s, there was already a great Misora and Lomdus and Brisk. The Li Nirim Yidivri Arani quotes Arani Subis that the Shtedim Nami Psulun Leidus Acheris. So he thinks that they're Pasol, that maybe it's even worse, but he quotes Arani Mesechus Subis, but that it relates to our Gemara here about the two witnesses being against each other. Okay, let us continue. Says the Gemara, Echad Omer Chavish Al Yayin. So how do we get into this whole thing? Shub and Karcha. Are you allowed to testify about two different contents of witnesses? Do you throw it out or do you accept it? And they say Yesh Bechal Masayim Mana. That is a concept of Derech Agav that's used in Halacha in various times. Right? Where the Ashkenazim Paskin, that if we say during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Melech Ohev Tzaku Mishpat, we don't have to go back. Why? Yesh Bechal Masayim Mana. You already mentioned Mishpat. Already mentioned Mishpat. So therefore, you don't have to go back. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin is otherwise, but that is the that's mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. Echad Omer Vayter. If one witness says that the loan was about a barrel of wine, and one says it was about a barrel of oil, he made the person pay the smaller amount, give him a barrel of wine. From the amount of the barrel of oil. Meaning the small, it'll give a barrel, but the smaller amount. Come on, Rabbi ben Elazar. Like Rabbi ben Elazar says, up above. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. That's fine. 100, within 200, that exists. But if it's about different objects, would you also say it there? So the Gemara says, you're right. The case here was not about an actual barrels, but about values. One person testified about the value of a barrel of oil, and the other one said about the value of a barrel of wine. Third case, they each testified that it took place on a different porch. And he put them together, again, because people aren't so machped. People aren't so machped at which porch it took place from. Was it the third floor? Was it the fourth floor? So therefore, he accepted them. Period. Getting back to the Mishnah from Shabbos, what did the Mishnah say? Then when the Bezin goes out of court, then they don't say, and the dayan is not allowed to say, hey, I wanted to make you innocent, but what can I do? I was outvoted. You're not allowed to say that. Chaviri rabu alai. And the Gemara, the Mishnah quoted the Pasuk. So there's a big question in the Gersos. If you look back on the Mishnah, there's parentheses, there's brackets, there's a lot going on the Chavtes and Aleph, whether the Psukim are in the Mishnah. Because we're about to have a Gemara which basically says the same exact thing as the Mishnah, and the question is, what's the Gemara adding? So it could be that the psukim were not in the Mishnah, and that's what is being added here. Tanur Rabbanan, minayin l'kishayitzei lo yomar harini mizaka v'charivim mechayvin avol mo'aseh shechaveri rabu alai. My friends outvoted me. Tamalomar lo selich rachil ba mecha v'yomar holich rachil megalasod. Therefore, what could I do? Who told me that the nafagali kala? There was a Talmud that there was a call. He became known as the one, the Gali Milsa de Itra Be Medrasha, Basar Esrin Vatartin Shnin, the one that reveals secrets from the base medrash after 22 years. If you tell this guy a secret in 22 years from now, it's going to be in the papers. It was a call like that. Then what happened? V'yafki Rabbi Be Medrasha, and Rabbi threw him out of the base medrash. Amar Dain Gali Razia. This is a secret revealer. And therefore, he has to leave the base madrash. Therefore, he says, right, in terms of rechilas, if it was said in the base madrash, is it such a secret? Is it such a secret? Isn't it a good thing to say things from the base madrash? You have to be mfarsem. Ain base madrash below chiddush, right? So, well, isn't it a good thing to say over things from the base madrash? So it must be suggest that Sram Sanim Balacha. You find various halachas throughout Shas that asur lefarsem lefnei am haaretz. Even if you say something in the Beis Medrash, his suggestion is that the various halachas, halacha of Ein Morin Kain. It's halacha, but you know what? Don't give a shir about this in public. If somebody asks you, we know there are various halachas that a Rav will say, you can ask me about it privately, but I'm not going to give a public discussion of it. Right? Because hamonam lo yizalzlu bem yoser. You don't want the hamonam to take one heter and run with it. And therefore, he says, maybe, he quotes, halachas, Kedarka Bakodesh. Mesechas Shabbos and Mesechas Beisa about sharpening the knife on Yontif and putting on tefillin at night and putting your teven in the Rishon. He quotes all the cases in Shas about halacha vein mor and ken. He says maybe that's what's being talked about here. This Talmud was gave shiur in all those halachas. He probably got the biggest crowd right there. So that's what he says. That's why he said it over. That's why he said it over. The Gemara Ba'Basra, if you remember back a few months, Gemara Ba'Basra Daf Lama Tes quoted Rav Huna, Rabbi Bar Huna, Kol Milsa de Misamra Ba'Apei Tzlasa Les Ba Mishum Lishna Bisha. Anything said in front of three people, there's no Lashon Hara. There's no Lashon Hara if it's said in front of three people. So again, the question here is, if it was said in the Beis Medrash, does it mean that a secret was told to him as a secret in the Beis Medrash? And we discussed there, is there really Lashon Hara? So we mentioned that the Rambam limits that Gemara very much. The Rambam limits that Gemara very much. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos says that he quotes this Gemara: "V'im siper adavar echad bin ashlosha pam acheres ein ba mishum lashon hara v'hu shelo yiskavein lahavir hakol ulegaloso yoser." It's only not a problem if you don't have kavana to basically be a mafarsi anymore. I don't know why you'd be telling it over for some constructive purpose. But says the Rambam, that Gemara is only if. You know, if you don't have in mind to tell Lashon Hara. But that is Misamra Bapi Tlasa. What's 22 years? What's 22 years? So the Margolius Hayam quotes from one of the Achronim that we know the brothers made a cherim. Nobody should reveal that they sold Yosef. And what happened to Yosef? And how long was Yosef in Mitzrayim? Away from his father? 22 years. And after 22 years... Ani Yosef Hodevichai, and the brothers said, we're the brothers, and they revealed themselves. They revealed the secret after 22 years. So this Talmud mistakenly thought that after 22 years, no more secrets. No more secrets after 22 years. And they threw him out of the Beis Medrash, because that was different. Can't learn Raya's from the Shvatim. Just because that was 22 years, can't learn any Raya's. Oh. Okay, Vayter, says the Mishnah. Maybe Raya, so Siras Adin, as long as one of the parties come to Bezdin and says they're dealing with the case, and then he says, oh, no, I have Adim, I have a star, I have something at home, he could constantly bring it, even if he's already considered Chayef. If Bezdin tells him, anything you have to bring within the next 30 days. That he has 30 days. If he brings it afterwards, it's too late. Amar Rav Shugam Liel, Mayasazesh, Shalom Masabatok Shloshim, Masalachar Shloshim. Rav Shugam Liel says, that's not fair. What if he only finds it after 30 days? Right? What if he finds it only then? So therefore, you have to trust it even after 30 days. Amar Lo Havei Edim, Amar Ein Li Edim. If they say, bring witnesses, and he says, I don't have witnesses. Amar Havei Raya, Amar Ein Li Raya. Or he says, I don't have a Raya. Uliachas Man Hevi Raya, Umatza Edim. And then he says, he brings them later. Hareze Eino Klum. Tanakama says, look, here he says he has no witnesses. So he's obviously lying. He obviously made up these things because he said he doesn't have any. So again, Amar Shingam Liel, Mayasazeh, Shlo Hayodesh, Shlo Edim, Umatza Edim. What are you supposed to do for the guy? He didn't realize that they were witnesses or proof. But Rosh and Mishaya Vidin, if he saw, if a person realizes that he's becoming obligated, the Amar, and all of a sudden he says, wait, Reuben and Shimon, please come from the back of the courtroom. Help me out. So Karva Ploni, Ploni V'Yiduni. So you see he was like waiting to see what would happen. Oh, Shehosi Raya Mitachas Pundasa, or then all of a sudden he takes it out of his pocket. Oh yeah. I forgot about this piece of paper. Hareza Eino Klum. So even Reb Shimon Gamliel would agree there. It's not accepted because he's obviously being a trickster there. Good. Amar Barahuna, Barahuna, Halacha Kushim Gamliel. The Halacha Kushim Gamliel, they always trust the Raya whenever it's brought. The Amar Barahuna, in Halacha Kedivre Chachamim. The Halacha is not like the Chachamim, meaning. In the ratio, in the first case of 30 days, someone says, Pshita, Kiva Damar Alacha Rashun Gamliel, Mamel Yadana Dein Alacha Kechachamim. What do you need the two statements? What, so you say the Alacha is like Rashbag, obviously the Alacha is not like the Chachamim. So, Mala Teimani Mil Chachila. No, you might say this is only Chachila, but the Evid Shaper Dummy, but once you pass like the Rabbanon, and once you did not accept the testimony, the Raya, then it's fine with the Evid, Kamash Balan, the Evid Mahadrin Lai, Kamash Balan, that even Li Kuva, even if it happened already, you accept the guy's Raya that he brings after 30 days. Amr lo havei edim v'chulu. Amr v'shagam liyav v'chulu. Amr abba barafun amr b'yochanan halacha kedivrei chachamim. Halacha is like the chachamim in the second case. In the second case where he says, I don't have witnesses. V'yamam barafuna amr b'yochanan ein halacha v'shagam liyav. Same thing. So pshita, kibin d'amr halacha kedivrei chachamim. Memeli adan adin halacha v'shagam liyav. So why doesn't the Gemara give the same answer here? The Gemara does not get the same answer as 3 lines ago. Rashi says, because it's an even stronger question. Of course the halacha is like the chachamim. If it's like the rabim, of course that's true even likuva. If it was the first case like Rashbag, then maybe, okay, the chachamim is the majority, that the evidence could go like the chachamim. But here, when you go like the chachamim, of course it is even likuva. So hakamash malan, the chiddush is the behahi, ein halacha k'mshim gamliel. Only in this one, the halacha is not like him. Ha bikulhu halacha k'mshim gamliel. But in all other cases, bikulhu, the halacha is like him. We generally paskin like him, except for here. That's the emphasis. And la fuke meha. And it's going against the following statement. Yomar Rabba Bar Barachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol makom sheshana Rabbi Shimon Gamliel b'mishnah seinu halacha kamoso chutz me'arav v'sizav v'rayachrona. Whenever Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says a statement in a mishnah, we paskin like him, except for 3 cases. This is one of them. This is rayachrona. This is bringing a raya at the end. So this statement said we paskin like him except for 3 cases. It's against the previous line, which said we always paskin like him except for this case. Right. So the differences are arav at the end of Baba Basra, where he says you can go to the arav before you go to the Loveh, and Red Sidon is another case that took place in a place called Sidon, that's in Maseches Gittin, in Paragui Sha'achsu. Okay, period. Hahu Yenuka, Titavu Aladina Kamid Rav Nachman, there was a child that they brought to court. Amalei Islacha Sadi, Rav Nachman says, you have any witnesses? Amalei Lo. Islacha Raya, Amalei Lo. So the child didn't have any proofs. So Chayvi, Rav Nachman was Mechayiv him to pay. Havi Kabachi Vazel, and he went out crying.
Take
a child to court. It sounds like what's the level? What's the age here? Was he a Yasom? Was there an Apuchapas there? Very unclear. But you'll see. Let's continue. So there was a child. Let's say maybe he was Higia Loonas Hanadarim. Maybe he was 12 years old. Let's say they brought him, and he was small enough that he was crying. You know, maybe adults even cry when they lose a case. Shamua hanach inshi amrle anan. So the people overheard this child, and they said, "Wait a minute! It's his, that guy's kid. We know stuff. Amrle anan yadidib mili davuch. We know, we can testify on your behalf." So they came back to court. So Amr of Nachman af baha afilu Rabbana modo. Even Rabbana would agree here to the allowance, even though he said, I don't have witnesses. Why? A child does not know everything about his father. Doesn't know all about his father's cases. So therefore, we will accept it. You're right. What exactly is going on here? The poskim don't really discuss it so much. I didn't see such a discussion about there's a child here. There is a discussion in the Ksos. The Ksos in Simin Sadik Vav quotes the Maharik. The Maharik says, the hodah of a child in court is meaningless. That's the Maharik Shita. Hodah as katan, eino klum. That's the shita of the Maharik. V'lo mahani behodah as baldin. Kol shekein, shein lahachshiv hodah aso, hodah as baldin. El adavka, maybe if he's getting hanah out of it, but hodah is not a hodah. It says the Ksos is against our Gemara. And sorry, he doesn't answer the question. Our Gemara says, the only reason it's not a hodah is because he doesn't know the milim of the father. But if he would know about the milim of the father, we would trust the katan. Right, we would assume his hodah is a hodah. But tzarech, Ian, he doesn't answer the question. Again, what a katan could do in general is a big discussion. The Rambam discusses this. Could a katan sell things? What about karka? You know, it might be, maybe, another answer might be, if this is talking about karka, that a katan might be up until 20 years old when it comes to karka. Because maybe that's, an approach. A katan here might just mean less than 20, and that would be an answer for the Ksos Kasha also. Because the Maharik's only talking about less than 13. But less than 20 regarding Karka, right, it's also considered a Katan. Okay. Weiter. Hahiyitza, next Gemara. These next 5 lines, Rav Soloveitchik built a whole yahrzeit shir on, which we mentioned in the past. The idea of the Haggadah's Eidus of Ishtar, the whole sugya, 35 pages of the yahrzeit shir, as Kedarka Bakodesh, he has 20 questions. You give one answer and answer all the questions. What's the answer? This Gemara, Sanhedrin Lamed Aleph. There was a woman who had a shtar. She was a third party. She was a shlish. She was given a shtar to hold by the other two people. And she comes to court and she says, you know what? I know the shtar is already paid up. I know it's paid up already. Reuven does not owe Shimon money. Himnei Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman believes her. Amalei Rebel Rav Nachman. Come on, Karebi. To Amar, Osios Niknas B'Mesira. Are you holding like Rebbe that Osios are Nikne B'Mesira? Literally, that you could letters are Nikne with just giving over. This is the principle of giving over a shtar. If I give you a shtar, so then you could collect the shtar, even though my name is in the shtar. And nothing else is written in the shtar. If you are holding the shtar, you could collect. So the Gemara says, isn't this a raya? So Amar Le, we'll get back to that line in a second. Amar Le, shiny hacha, di boy kasi. No, he is different, because she has a migu. She could have just burnt up the shtar. She could have burnt it, so she's believed to say it was paid up already. Ikata Amri, let's just do the other part. Lo yimni Rav Nachman. Or, the other way, Rav Nachman did not believe her. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman v'hoi boy kalsay. What do you mean? She could have burnt it. Why isn't she believed? The Gemara answers, no, kivan di ischazik bebedina, since it was Huchzak Bebezdin. What does that mean? Rashi says it means it had a stamp of Bezin on it. It had a hanpek. It had a stamp of Bezin on it. Or Tosva says, others say it's like a migu lahotzi. That's what Ischazik Bebedina means. Iboy kalsi lo amrinan. You don't say a migu in this case. Okay. Period. The big shaila is, what is Osios Niknas B'Mesira have to do with a shlish holding a shtar? Osios Niknas B'Mesira is all about if I'm holding a shtar that Reuven has Shimon money and I want to collect it. That's the machlokas, Rebbe, the Rabbanan, Osios Niknas B'Mesira. What does that have to do with a third party holding a shtar and her namonis? What do you see from there? That a shtar talks. Whoever is holding the shtar, well, at least the Baal HaShtar, if you were mischayev to me and I'm holding the shtar all says that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon a year ago. The shtar does not say anything about that I'm not paid up. The shtar doesn't say that I'm kosher. The shtar doesn't... That's the chiddush of shtar. The chiddush of shtar is that a shtar talks and says everything about it by the and the with the tfisas bala shtar. What Rebbe and the Rabbanan do not argue just about whether you could give over a shtar to somebody. Ela ki'im b'hagada shtar v'raya so. Shtar halu meyid tamid ala tofes, shehu bala shtar. Umigufo shal shtar mevatzbetzes v'oleh hochacha l'chol tainosav. That's it. And that his other raya, this is his raya from the Gemara. What's his other raya? The Rambam that we've quoted. In Hilchos Mamo V'lova Perak Yudalid. A shtar of Eid Echad can be mechayev somebody a shvua. It's as if the Eid Echad is standing here in court saying, you owe money. And therefore the other guy has to take a shvua daraisa based on the shvua Eid Echad by court. So again, this is what he talks about in the first volume of called Osios Niknas B'Mesira. What's the machlokas Rebbe in the Rabbanan? Could the magic of the shtar transfer over to you if your name is not in the shtar? Tfisas Baal HaShtar, does that power transfer over to you? That's the machlokas Rebbe in the Rabbanan. Rebbe says, yeah. If I'm holding it now, then I have all the power that you had. And the Rabbanan say, maybe not. The whole chiddush of shtar only works if my name is in the shtar. And I'm the Tofes Baal HaShtar. But if not, maybe not. But again, that's this, that it all comes from the fact that the Gemara relates this machlokas to the shlish holding the shtar. Good. Eitzei Rav Rav Nachman. So we had two versions of the story, whether Rav Nachman believed the shlish or not. So now we're going to ask Akasha on the second one, that Rav Nachman did not believe the shlish. Simpon, Sheyesh Alav Edim. If you have a simpon, which is a receipt that the Lova paid, Sheyesh Alav Edim, that there are witnesses on the simpon, he's kind of bechosmav, fine. Then you do kiyum shtaris, right? You verify that the shtar is true, and therefore the Lova does not have to pay back. Ein Alav Edim, what if there are no witnesses, V'yotza mitachas yidei shlish, but the shlish has the receipt. O Sheyotza achar chisim shtaris, or after the witnesses sign, that's where the simpon is kosher. In all those cases, it's kosher. So alma shlish behemah. What do you see? That if a shlish is holding the simpon, it's believed. So you see a shlish, a third party holding a shtar is believed, whatever they say. So that's against Rav Nachman number two. Tziyufta de Rav Nachman. Tziyufta de Rav Nachman. Period. Good. Back to the other issue about bringing witnesses after you say, or the court case might be almost over. A person can bring witnesses, rayas back to court until his tainus are closed off. Viyomar, and he could say, Karvu ploni, ploni veheiduni. You know, so and so will come close and be made for me. So what does that statement mean? Kagufa kasha. Amat yistatim tainosa. Until his tightness are closed off. Asan l'rabbanan. That goes like the Rabbanan who say, once you say, I don't have witnesses. V'hadamit. And then you say, karvu ish ploni u ploni v'heiduni. Asan l'rabbanan. that's going like a Shem Gamliel, who says you can always bring witnesses after. And if you want to say the whole Mishnah is really one Shita, Upirushi Kamafarish, and really, Rosh Gamliel is explaining the earlier part of the Mishnah. My Ashi Yisaitim Tanosav, Ashi Yomar, Karvo Ploni, Ploni Veheiduni. That's really the last stage. So then, V'ha'amar Amar Barchan, Amar Yochanan. That doesn't work, because Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol Makom Sheshana, Rosh Gamliel, B'Shasenu, Halacha Kamoso, Chusme Arvitsin of Rayachrona. What do you see? Rosh Gamliel is arguing in this case, because the Halacha is not like him. So you see, he's not explaining the Tanakhama. So who is Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan holding like? So Ella, Kiyasa Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda had a different Misora in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. La'ola, maybe Rav Asoser, Ash, Yisadim Tainosav, V'yomrlo, Havei Edim V'amar Einli Edim, Havei Rav Amar Einli Raya. This is what the Misora was. He could bring until he says, I don't have anything more. But if Edom come without his knowledge, they came from over the sea. Or there's a whole group of shtaris that was by a third party that he didn't even know about. How is it? Maybe Raiva Soser. That he's always allowed to do. So what does it mean? He can bring witnesses. It means he can bring witnesses if he didn't know about it. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan says a different halacha, new halacha now, relating to what we discussed earlier. If somebody is being difficult in judgment, one is saying, let's have a court case here. And the other one says, you know what? Let's go to the Makam Avad where the rabbis get together. He could choose a greater Bezdin. We mentioned that in the past, especially if it's in the same town. You could choose the greater Bezdin. Amar Lefan Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe, Misha Noshe, Bechaveiro Mana, Yotzi Mana Almana. Well, we're going to force a malveh who already lent the guy $100. We're going to make him pay expenses to go somewhere else? Is that fair? No, if he's trying to get to a different city, tough luck. Same city. Same city, that's it. That's the most we'll allow. Itmar Nami Amr of Safra, Shnaim Shadis Asmudin, two that are fighting. Echanamar Nidun Kam, Echanamar Nidun Kam Avad, Kofin Osovadan Beiro. You force him to stay in the same city. Vim Husrach Dabar Lishol, Kosovan Shulchan. And if there's a Shiloh that comes up, you have to send a letter to a greater court. Send the letter. Vim Amr, Kisvu Vitsnuli, Meizadam Dantuni, Kosovan Osunlo. And also, if one of the parties ask, what's the Svara for the Psak Din? Bezdin has to supply him with a svara. You're not allowed to say who said what, but Bezdin has to supply him with a svara. The Rambam writes this in Seilchas Sanhedrin, but this halacha about going to a greater court does not only apply by a Bezdin HaGadol. V'chein bizman hazeh, says the Rambam in Vav Tes. V'chein adi bizman hazeh, she'ein sham Bezdin Gadol, aval yesh mekomos she'yesh bahem chachamim gedolim mumchim l'rabim, if the Malva says, as we'll get to in a second, I want to go there, he's allowed to go there.
But what stage is he allowed to do?
Before the court case starts. V'kach hayu maisin b'svarad b'chol yom, says the Rambam. That happens all the time. Vayter, finishing up the brisa. V'hayivama holecha zachar ayavim latira. The last line, and a yavama, let's say a yavam and a yavama live in different places, so the yavama's got to go to the yavam's place. Lahatira. That is a crucial line. Is that line meant to tell us that chalitz is all about a matir and not about a mitzvah, as we discussed earlier in the second parak? That's an important line. Lehatira. Why did the Gemara say that? Ad kama. How far does the yuvam have to go? Amar aviyami. I feel mitzvah l'tzipari. Even from teri to tzipari, which is not a small distance by foot or by camel. You have to go there. Amr of Kana Maikra, what's the pasuk? V'kar lo zikne iro, v'lo zikne iro. Right, his zikneim, his zikne iro, shall call him, beis chalutz hanol. Amr amemar hilchasa, kofan asov yechon lakum avad. What's the halacha? We force the party to go to the group of the greater rabbanan. Amr rabashalam emar, v'yamar rabbi elazar, kofan asov adan v'iro. We have the opposite shita. Hani milecha dekamar le lova lo malve. If the lova asks the malve, he cannot force. He has the lower hand. Aval malve, ever lova lish malve. But the malve has the upper hand. He could force the lova to go to a bezin of greater rabbanan. Sholcha le lamar ukva. They send a letter to Mar Ukva. L'dezivle kibarbasya. His title was, he who shines like the son of Basya. Meaning talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the Ki'ilu son of Basya. To he who shines like the son of Basya. Mar Ukva shines like Moshe Rabbeinu. Shalom. Shalom Aleichem. Ukvin HaBavli Kavel Kadmana. Ukvin HaBavli is complaining in front of us. Yirmiyahu Achi Hever Olai Tadarech. Yirmiyahu, my brother, he was Ma'avir the Derech on me. Either that means he was getting into a fight about money, or he was masari, same Rashi says. He took away from me the derech of men. Right? He was maver life the derech. If that's true, what are they asking Marufa for? It's Knossos, it's Bavel, it's a question. The Imrulo, and tell him, and Hasi'uhu, and force him, the Yerpanita B'Tveria, let him come to Tveria. So Hagufa Kasha, what they sent him? Amart Imrulo, first they say, speak to him, Alma, Dainuhu Atun, that means you should judge him, Marufa. Hasi'uhu, the Yerpanita B'Tveria, convince him to come to Tveria, Alma, Shidruhu Hacha, that means send him here. So which one? Ella, two answers. Hachi Ka'amri, Imrule, Dainu Atun. You tell him, if he listens, great. Either you do it, and he doesn't listen, send him to us. Ravashi Amar, Dine Knossos Have. It's Dine Knossos, as we just said. You can't do Dine Knossos. You can't take this whole shot seriously. Right? If this is Dine Knossos, especially if this is the case of Cirrus, it's not just the case of Dine Mominus. But, they're just giving cover to Marukva, letting him know about he was one of the greatest rabbis of the time. They're letting him know about the court case, but not that he could actually judge the case. We'll stop here. We'll start tomorrow, by Hashem, with the Rashi. I want to do the Rashi on Mar Ukva. What is this exact connection between Moshe Rabbeinu and Mar Ukva? Why was Mar Ukva called the one who shines like Basya? Right. So, by Hashem, we'll start with the Rashi tomorrow. We'll do a Biri Chasidus to start off also, and then by Hashem, we'll get into the fourth parak about hardcore Sanhedrin, Dine Mamanis, and Dine Nefashis. Okay, we'll stop here. Lost that murder.